This is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. To commemorate its 25th anniversary, ACT UP, the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power, joined by Occupy Wall Street, the organization making history with its public encampments and protests against the global financial community, discusses its plans for a day-long siege in Lower Manhattan.
The groups are intent on pumping up the volume on a growing outcry for a financial speculation tax, FIST, FIST, on Wall Street. They're calling on local, state, and federal legislators to give Wall Street the fist to fill AIDS funding gaps and, once and for all, provide universal health care in the U.S.
It's time for effective health care to be made available to everyone, to the 99%, not just the 1%. The AIDS crisis is not over, but it could be. Tax Wall Street to end AIDS. Judith Ruiz San Juan, U.S. Manager of the Access Campaign and Doctors Without Borders, is with us. And Eric Sawyer, founding member of ACT UP, Housing Works, Health Gap, and senior advisor to UNAIDS, and our good friend who was added as well. And that is, and why don't you introduce yourself, my brother?
My name is Jim Lister. I'm with Vocal New York.
And he is. You know, we started this discussion outside. I'm not even supposed to say this, but what the heck. We were discussing various venues where our very serious activist protesters have been arrested and which one was the best one to be arrested in because there's less time served there, in a manner of speaking. But in any event, really welcome. I am feeling very celebrative despite the grimness of the issues that you work with, because ACT UP, 25 years, and still kicking and about to make another splash. So why don't we begin with 25 years of ACT UP? Help contextualize it for us and where it is today, the issues that still impact on its constituency and, frankly, all of us.
Yeah, as you mentioned, I'm Eric Sawyer. I helped found ACT UP New York, and it's always exciting when you're planning a demonstration like this, especially if it's a venue like Wall Street, which, you know, is of such crucial importance to the American people and the world, for that matter, as the, you know, the seat of the power of business and finance. The first ACT UP demonstration that we did was actually the first demonstration by AIDS activists. We were really charting ground that had never been charted before. No one had ever done a large demonstration about a health issue. There had never been a civil disobedience action about health issues, to my knowledge. And so we didn't really know what to expect. You know, we thought that we needed to do something like the civil rights movement to try to get the government and society to pay attention to AIDS, because people were being fired from their jobs, they were being evicted from their apartments, there were no protections against violence, and people were being beaten because of the fear, the stigma, and the discrimination that people with AIDS faced. And we really felt we had to do something, so we took to the streets to block traffic in front of Wall Street to say no more business as usual. It's time that the government start paying attention to this epidemic, which at that time was already killing more men and women than any other thing. And that began the history of ACT UP.
And Judith, what is your involvement in this issue and this demonstration?
So I'm Judith Rius. I'm the U.S. Manager of the Access Campaign at Doctors Without Borders. Thank you so much, Mimi and Ken, for inviting us to be here. I'm a huge, long-time admirer of ACT UP and the work that they've been doing. So I'm here in solidarity I'm going to participate in the demonstration that ACT UP is organizing this Wednesday on my personal capacity, because I think that kind of actions is what's really changing the world. So I bring a perspective of an international humanitarian organization that's working mostly in the developing world, we're treating patients with HIV/AIDS and tuberculosis in developing countries, among many other diseases. And we see basically in our everyday work that HIV/AIDS is still an emergency. There are still many unmet needs. There's been a revolution. I mean, right now there are around 6.6 million treatment in developing countries. So we have gone a long way. We have really improved the life of many millions of people in developing countries, but there are still many needs. Only around 44% of the people who need treatment are receiving it in developing countries. And we now know more than ever, thanks to new science that came up last year from NIH, that treating AIDS is also preventing the spread of the diseases. So treating AIDS and reaching as many people as possible, as early as possible, could really change the curve, the spread of the disease, and we could see an end on these epidemics in the future. So I basically am here in solidarity and congratulating ACT UP work over the years, and I'm going to attend the demonstration because I think this kind of demonstrations is what's changing the world.
Jim?
In the tradition of ACT UP, Vocal uses aggressive direct action and mass mobilization of those directly impacted to win on issues that impact our lives and New York overall. Our main fights are HIV/AIDS policy is protecting the safety net for people living with AIDS, and that is what ACT UP won originally, and also passing state legislation to protect people like me from homelessness. We are dismayed at sort of a business as usual. I was under the impression that maybe they had learned their lesson from ACT UP, that they needed to be responsible. But in the past recent months, Commissioner Dore, just out of nowhere, with no communication to the city council or anyone else, moved HASA into the HIV/AIDS Services Administration, which is basically welfare for people living with AIDS, to CAS, which is Customized Assistance Services, which is basically welfare to work, or as I like to point out, welfare for work. And that doesn't work for people living with AIDS. We have been deemed unable to work, disabled, that's what it's called, and there is a very severe, humiliating, long process that you have to go through for that, and they're trying to dismantle it and take away the safety net that I, having worked for 35 years and having a business for 20, so for 20 years I've paid taxes twice, not because I wanted to, but because I was told, you pay into this just in case. Well, my just in case came, and now they want to take it away.
Yeah, let's talk about the action. As you know, we heard at the beginning of the hour, ACT UP is planning its 25th anniversary action.
Wait a minute. When people do anniversaries, they all go into supper clubs, and they hold dances. You folks aren't doing that.
No.
We're going someplace really ritzy, though.
Yes, they are.
Wall Street.
Wall Street, exactly. You know, we're trying to mobilize, you know, the masses, the 99%, to come out and join us to raise their voices with ours to, you know, talk about the financial transaction tax. We're asking people to assemble at Broadway and Murray Street, 250 Broadway, near City Hall. We're going to be not only talking about global AIDS issues, but as we heard from our colleague from Vocal, we'll be talking also about local AIDS issues, like the HASA program. And this innovative financial transaction tax that we're calling for is a way to...
Well, tell us more. Tell us more. Some people call it the Robin Hood tax. Yeah. Like that. But as Ken was reading earlier, he said, you know, this is about FIST. Mm-hmm. That is, so the financial speculation tax. Give Wall Street the FIST. Tell us about the financial speculation tax.
So I'm not an expert. As I said, I come from Doctors Without Borders, so we know about medicines and we know about treating patients in the developing world, but we've been advocating for the need of innovative financing mechanisms, including the financial tax, for many years now, because we've seen, as I mentioned at the beginning, that there's many unmet needs, and we live of a time of important contradictions. So we see science telling us what we need to be doing, telling government governments and telling everybody what needs to be done. We see the needs that are not met, and at the same time, we are living a period of financial struggles. We see the Global Fund to treat AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria, and the important work that have been doing, facing a funding shortfall this year. We see the budget that the Obama administration is presented to Congress this year for the first time, proposing important budget cuts on global health, including the budget for HIV/AIDS, global HIV/AIDS response. And we are basically very recognizing that the future could not be, is not going to be better if we don't find an additional sustainable sources of funding. That's why proposals like the financial transaction tax that is having much more movement, unfortunately, at the European Union level than at the US level yet, has for us is a very important and very promising proposal.
What is it, actually?
It's a small tax that would be levied against any type of a Wall Street transaction, whether it's a large stock or bond sale, mergers of companies, et cetera. It's, large institutional transaction. And there would be a...
You're going to drive the financial community out of New York. Wouldn't Mayor Bloomberg say that?
Well, no, the hope is that it won't be just a local initiative, that it'll be a global initiative and that all countries will get behind this. Judith was just saying we already have the European Union, a large number of them, the Germans and the French, the most vocal in support of this. And the idea is that a fee similar to the fee that an individual stock trader gets when he does a large trade would be added to the costs of the businesses involved in the process. So it's not going to tax individuals on their 401ks or any of their individual stock purchases. It would be large institutional transactions. This small fee of around 0.005%, which could raise, literally hundreds of billions of dollars every year, would be added to these transactions. It would bring into the fold business as institutions that share in the funding of public health. Up until this point, public health initiatives have been funded only by governmental development assistance and by private foundations or wealthy donors like Bill Gates. That's, it's governments in their development budgets and foundations and people like Bill Gates that are funding the HIV movement and response globally. Big business needs to share in the responsibility for funding global public health. It benefits by people staying healthy to, buy their products and to be able to work in their corporations. So why shouldn't they also be asked to contribute a small fee, something similar to that they pay individual workers that are doing these transactions to protect global health.
And this is not only a concept or an idea. We know that this works. At least 40 countries all around the world have already some form of financial transaction tax. We have examples in South Korea, in South Africa, in the UK, Switzerland, Hong Kong, Taiwan. We know that some form of taxation to financial transactions have already been taking place at some country level, around 40 countries, as I said. So what we're asking and what we think should be happening is some kind of global coordination on raising more revenue and thinking about global health and HIV/AIDS as a global public good that needs sustainable sources of funding.
And it's the U.S. really that's been holding up on this. The European countries have been advocating it, but they don't want to do it, right?
That's
because
correct.
Because the U.S. is holding it. When Geithner went to Europe for the last G8, he said, yeah, you guys do it, but we're not going to do it. And that stops them from doing it. But this is a lot of money. So what else could we do with the hundreds of billions of dollars that would be generated from this? It would take care of all your
And this
research.
Is on hedge funds and large financial institutions and banks. This is
exactly.
not about the small mom and pop investor, if you will.
Exactly. It's, it's the people that are, enriching themselves and their corporations beyond belief, and it would be transferring a small portion of the profits from those types of transactions to fund things like green energy, environmental issues. I mean, a number of different things have been proposed for these funds. The idea originally came out of, the AIDS movement and the global public health movement, but most people in this movement are in favor of social justice issues, and we would like to see perhaps an even larger fee assessed to these transactions.
For a single-payer health care system for all of us?
Single-payer health care system in the U.S., the funding of green energy, cleaner water. I mean, any number of really important social justice issues could benefit from funds raised in this manner.
And Jim, why are you involved in this? What do you think is the salient thing here? Is this what it's about now on this 25th anniversary? Say, hey, listen, fund it, darn it. Give us the health care that we deserve. It's not just, and as a matter of fact, we can't even still, most people can't even afford the antiviral the drugs that we've had enormous success with.
Yeah.
The antiretroviral drugs.
Right.
Correct.
It always seems to come down to money. ACT UP made that clear, that it was, money and power and vice versa, equal sign in the middle kind of a thing. And we know how it can be done. It's been proven that if people people know they have HIV, and if they then decide that they want to be very responsible and take a proactive approach, there is a methodology where they can start taking drugs that are normally prescribed for people with AIDS to prevent the transmission of the virus to somebody else, but it's very expensive. And who can afford to do that? Well, not anybody. And this would help fund that. And I also want to sort of remind that I'm sure one of the motivations for ACT UP was there was also a discrimination about having AIDS where people's insurance, medical insurance, was getting canceled. When I tested in 89, I was self-employed at the time, and I had friends who were in the hospital dying, and their insurance company canceled because they had a pre-existing condition. AIDS, we didn't even know, at the time, there was no word for it, and they were canceling their insurance. So for about 5 or 8 years, I paid all of my medical expenses myself because I was afraid. I wanted that insurance for when I got in the hospital and I really needed it. So I'm broke because it's not cheap. So, it's following the money and, making people responsible, those that have it. We worked for them. We, made these people very, very wealthy. And there is no reason that they should not be responsible. They should actually be ashamed for not being responsible. Last week, there was a short march, and we were passing by a building on 6th Avenue, and they started pointing fingers, and I wasn't in charge. And I asked, so what's the deal? Hedge funds do not pay taxes.
Mm. Judith, yeah.
If I could give you just some context on how many lives could be touched by this. So just to give you some numbers, if the estimate is that if we have a European-wide financial transaction tax, the estimate is that we will be able to generate around $57 billion a year. And just $57 billion a year, let me put this in context. If we had just six additional billions, just six of these 57 dedicated to global HIV/AIDS, to treating basically HIV/AIDS patients in developing countries, we could basically avert the death of 7 million people and 12 million new infections by 2015. Because treating one patient right now in developing countries costs around $150 for patient per year. Treating one kid right now, it's around $40 for patient per kid per year. Preventing mother-to-child transmission of HIV/AIDS from a mother to a children, it's around $150 per patient per year. So the numbers are clear, and the difference we could have on millions of lives could be basically transformative.
And if you look at the total amount of money that's being spent globally per year on the HIV response, right now it's only around $15 billion. So and it's estimated that there's a gap of the level of need is between 22 and 24 billion. So there's a gap of between $6 and $8 billion that's needed. And just this tax on Europe alone would raise the money that we need to effectively mount a global response. We're going to march to a couple of locations that are related to this issue and eventually end up around Wall Street. We're going to be pointing out inequities on both the local and the state level. And then we're going to be talking about the national and global response and be promoting this idea of a financial speculation tax, a Robin Hood tax to fund global health, green energy, clean water, environmental concerns, etc.
And we are going to do it with collectivity, with heart, with passion, as ACT UP always has, and as I dare say it has influenced and helped groups like Occupy Wall Street to do. It's one of the most tactically creative organizations really ever.
There, let me just mention a few of the organizations that are helping. There, it's not just ACT UP and Occupy, though. There's many AIDS organizations in the city and coming from all over the Northeast. We have buses coming from Boston, from Rhode Island, from Baltimore, Maryland, from D.C., from Philadelphia. You know, we expect more than 600 people from outside of New York. There'll be well over a thousand, between 1,000 and 2,000 people there. Organizations like Health Gap, Housing Works, the National Nursing Association, a bunch of unions, African Services, Student Global AIDS Campaigns, Student Medical Associations, Universities Allied for Essential Medicine, lots of groups.
And vocal.
And I was going to say Vocal New York.
Come with whistles, come with a lot of love, a lot of spirit, and get prepared for a outstanding experience.
They're
going
to be there all
Wednesday.
Day.
Give
all
your regards to Wall Street.
I'm going
to
be there.
They're
no
going
doubt.
To be giving Wall Street the fist, fighting for
exactly.
a financial speculation tax to deal with the needs of the HIV, AIDS community, and healthcare for all, for the 99%, not the 1%. And Judith and Eric and Jim, it's been an absolute delight to have you here. Thank you, Vocal New York. Thank you, ACT UP. Thank you, Doctors Without Borders and Access Campaign. And we're going to see you. We're going to make a hell of a lot of noise. We're going to pump up the action with the fist. Let's get a Robin Hood tax for what we really need, healthcare in this country.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have you heard this idea about the Robin Hood banker's tax?
Yes. It's a sweet little idea, taxing the banks to help the poor, but I don't think it'll work. It's very complicated and would be very tough on the banking sector.
Which has just been given billions of pounds of taxpayers' money to keep it going.
Well, yeah, of course.
And is still paying itself billions of pounds in bonuses.
Yes.
So the tax is a charge on all bank transactions that don't include members of the public. Bonds, derivatives, currency, speculative stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. Very complex.
So the bankers would give how much from each deal they do? 25%?
Well, no, not that much.
10%?
No.
5%?
No, not 5.
More or less?
Slightly less.
What, 1%?
Not quite.
Half of 1%?
No.
A tenth of a percent?
No.
Half of that? They give around 0.05% of every deal?
Yeah, that's about right.
And sometimes it'd be even less. That doesn't sound like a lot to most people.
No. I can see that.
And how much would it raise to help people at home and abroad?
Oh, a fair amount, I believe.
About £1 million a year?
No, more than that.
£100 million?
More.
£500 million? £1 billion a year?
No, it's slightly more than that, I'm told.
£10 billion?
More.
£50 billion?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
In fact, I believe it's likely to be more than £100 billion. Could be double that. Could be more than double.
Possibly.
Right. So let me get this clear. A tiny tax on the banks could raise billions of pounds every year to help save lives in the poorest countries, fund crucial action against climate change around the world, and help avoid cuts to crucial public services in this country.
Gosh. Well, yeah. That is about the sum of it. I don't know. Perhaps it's quite a good idea. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me just forget the world?
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.